Today's share in the Deir Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet Omid Beis. We're in the 6-5 of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Tof Reish Nun Aleph, and we're going to pick up on the last line of Kuf Chaf Dalet Omid Aleph with the Ramah. We're dealing here with the proper way that you make the bracha on the Netilas Lulav, on the taking of the Lulav, Esrog, and the Hadas Min Aravos. So the Ramah tells us, Hagah, Yivarech Me'umot, brings out from the Maril and the Kolbo that you should make the bracha standing up. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkat and Chavzayin, Unetiloso tie gam keme umad. Not only should the bracha be taken standing up, but the actual doing of the mitzvah, picking it up and doing the na'anuim, should be done while you're standing up. However, ubedi'evid imosa bracha, the gam ha-mitzvah, meyushav yotza. However, if after the fact, you did it while you were sitting down, you would be yotze. You don't have to necessarily repeat it and do it while you're standing up. The issue footnote number 45 explains that we've already learned previously, when you're making a bracha on a mitzvah, you should do it standing up. It's proper covered. The issue footnote number 46 brings down from the Shibali Leket that the lulav, it says, lochem, ukachtem lochem. And it also says the same thing by the Omer, by the taking of the Omer, it says Lochem. And he says it's the Gzeru Shava, that it says Mehelchel Charmesh Bakoma. When you're taking the Omer for the bringing of the Korban Omer, it says you should do it Bakoma, which is a play on the word Bikuma, while you're standing up. So it has to be Bamida. So therefore, we learn out through this Gzeru Shava that so too the taking of the Lulu should be Bamida. There's another Gzeru Shava of Kicha from the Agudas Ezo that you take for the Metzoris Tahara process, and there are, that lakicha has to be ba'amida, so too over here, lakachtem has to be ba'amida. Mishneh Berurah brings down in regards to putting on tzitzis, the atifa also should be done ba'amida, based upon the drasha from Sfiras HaOmer. Bottom line is, you should certainly do this standing up, unless you're physically incapable of doing so. The Ramah continues and he says, V'lo yivarech rak pam achas bayom, you only make the bracha netilas lulav one time during the day, afal pi shenot lo, kam upam, even though you actually take it, kam upam. It's brought down for the Ma'arivah that people have the custom that they take the lulav and esrog many times during the day, as the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkat and Chavches, lehidur mitzvah. This is to show your extra love for the mitzvah and that you're honoring the mitzvah. Kiminig Anshei Yerushalayim, as it was the custom by the Anshei Yerushalayim, which we brought down previously, and Kedisa B'Gemara, as Gemara in Sukkah tells us in Daf Mem Aleph Omid Beis, that they would hold their lulav and esrog wherever they went with them. All day, they would hold the lulav and esrog to show the chavivos for the mitzvah and the honoring that they're giving to the mitzvah. Dirshu footnote number 47 brings down, Hatam she b'tilas lulav b'vorchem rak pamachas b'yom. How come by lulav we only make the bracha one time a day? Whereas if you put on your tefillin and take them off, put on your tefillin, take them off, you make the bracha more than one time a day. And likewise, by the sukkah, every time you go in the sukkah and you have a meal, so if you have the appropriate type of meal, mazonos or hamotzi, so then you make a leisha basukkah. You make a leisha basukkah multiple times during sukkah. So what's the difference between lulav, only one time a day, and something like sukkah or tefillin, that you make it multiple times during the same day? So the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that sukkah, mitzvah, so kol hayom v'chol halayla. The mitzvah isn't interrupted. And likewise, tefillin, mitzvah, lo hanichan kol hayom. You take them all day, even though we don't do that, because we have a difficult time keeping our minds and our bodies clean. Nevertheless, that's the ideal mitzvah. And therefore, l'chein uvara kol pam shenichnas l'sukkah osho minyach tefillin, because every moment that you're putting it on, it's a separate mitzvah. As opposed to the lulav, the mitzvah is to take it. L'kachtem l'chem. That's one time a day. So even though we have to hear the mitzvah to go take it all day long, nevertheless, that's only chivav mitzvah, and you don't make a bracha on that. The issue footnote number 48 brings down, Din zeh shiachol lito lulav kam upon bayom, that you'll have to take the lulav multiple times during the day, is chay other brings down shav shemutu lasos it's a mitzvah afilu mei upon bayom said davkim yodeh shein chiyav min haTorah el pamachas. Even though you're holding the lulav and esrog all day long, nevertheless you have to understand that there is no such mitzvah to do so, because otherwise you would be over baal tosif if you in fact thought that there is a separate mitzvah to take it multiple times during the day. That's the opinion that the chay other brings down. However, the Bihalacha in Simen Lamed Dalet brings down that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, it's Muchach from there, Shafilum Yechavin Lekayim Bezeh Bechol Pames HaMitzvah on Lulav, Mikom Mekom Eino Over Baal Tosef. He seems to say that even though you think you're doing a separate mitzvah each time, you're not over Baal Tosef. And he says, V'tzien Shekein Mevor B'chinuch, he says this is also the Chinuch's opinion as well, and he says, Sheyitochin, Shedas Chayi Adam, why does Chayi Adam say that you are Vobatosif? L'chalik b'nei mechadim b'stom l'kayim se mitzvah say b'chol pam, u b'nei moyomar shebo kein b'kabola There's a difference between a person thinking that it's a separate mitzvah and this idea that you have a Kabbalah that you're supposed to do this kamapamim. He says it's a daichak type of a teretz, and he's left with a tzorach in on the chayi adam. That brings us to Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, Lo yivar she'achiyonu b'shas asiyas lulav. When you're going and putting together your lulav, so you don't make the she'achiyonu then. Although, as we already previously pointed out, that technically you would be yotze if you did, and that's why on the second day when you take the lulav, you don't make a she'achiyonu on the second day. In Yontif Sheni Shel Galus or in Eretz Yisrael, you don't take it on the second day with the she'achiyonu because you technically were yotze on the first day, even if it was before Sukkot. So the din is lo yivar she'achiyonu b'shas asiyas lulav. We don't make the she'achiyonu. However, the custom is not to make it when you're binding the lulav together before Yontif starts. El b'shas netilah. So only when you're actually going and taking the lulav. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Katan Chav Tes, and he says as follows. Apo gav the min hadin hoyer royal of aruch shechianu take it bishas asiyas halulov the hain vishor sheogdo. Technically, you should have made the shechianu then. Mikol makom the minig is not to do so. Anan nahigin lahaniach habracha lechatchila ad shas netila. Our custom is that we leave to make the bracha until the time that we actually go and take the lulav and esrog on the first day of Yontif. He says ayin chayyadim shekosav dim lo bero shechianu biyom rishon yuchal avarach afilu biyom shvi kishenot halulov. He says, if you didn't make the Shechianu on the first day, for whatever the reason you forgot, you didn't realize you're supposed to, so then you can keep on making it up until you finish doing the mitzvah on the seventh day of Sukkot. The issue foot number 50 brings down, in Berach B'Shasa Igud, if you made the Shechianu B'Di'evit during the time that you bound it, so the Sharet Zion in Sivkot and Lamed Vav over here brings down from the Bikuri Yaakov, Shebevada Yotza. As it says, Bikuri Yaakov, the Vada this is the same din by the sukkah, which we discussed previously as well. And he says this, the Mishnah Berurah himself in Siman Tov Reish Samach Bei says the same thing. If you made a shechianu on your lulav, and then you take somebody else's lulav, so you didn't make the shechianu on that lulav, so Shlomo Zalman's Zatzal brings down, even though it's a separate lulav, you don't make a new shechianu. When they made the shechianu at the time that you bound your lulav together, an erev yontif, you know, davka lulav zeshah, it's not only on that lulav that you actually bound together, but it's on the asik of the mitzvah lulav, and therefore b'di'evin in berach b'shasa egud yotza. Therefore, you'd be yotzi no matter what. The issue footnote number 51 brings down that Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Ben Aleph, we learned in regards to the sukkah shemin adin kisha'osa sukkah la'atzmo hayroi shavarech alech shechiyonu. Technically, you should have made the shechiyonu when you built the sukkah. El shonu somchim ala shechiyonu shomim ala koshel kiddush. But we rely upon the shechiyonu that we make for the yontif during kiddush that it also goes on the sukkah. Remember, we had discussed that's why many have the custom on the first night they make the leishav sukkah before the shechiyonu because the shechiyonu is going on the leishav sukkah as well as the and the second night, when it's not going on the sukkah, since you're already yotzi that no matter what on the first night, so therefore they have the custom that they made the shechianu first, right after the mekadesh shisro v'yasmanim, and only afterwards do they say leishav v'sukkah. He adds over here that the Rosh brings down shenogim kirev kahana shesider es bircha shechianu ala sukkah liyom ala kos, but dafka you should do it ala kos, and can likewise lulav b'shas netila. That's the custom, and that's what we do. The Beis Yosef brings down in the name of the Mordechai, Shatam Shalom Avarchu Shechionu B'Shas Asiyas HaSukkah, Shalafish Echad Osa Lemeya, because there, one person can make a sukkah for hundreds of people. So, Eino Nire She'echad Yivarach V'Shai Levarchu. So, he would be the only one making the bracha? No, let everybody make the bracha. So, therefore, when everybody goes into the sukkah, they make the Shechionu then. He brings out further from the Levush, Shudin Lagabi Lulav, Kim Shalavam, Echad Ogi Lachem. Sometimes you have the person who's selling the Lulav in a sukkah, he binds them all together, he puts them to you, you just pick up your completed set, and therefore he would be making the brachas. So therefore, Chazal wanted everybody to make their own bracha shechianu, and that's what we make it at the time of the taking of the Lulav. He brings out an additional reason from the Eliyahu Rabbah, from the Kolbo, Shekosov Sha'odif Lavark Bishas, Kiyam a Mitzvah Bapo. It's better to make the bracha at the time that you're doing the mitzvah rather than the time that you're doing the Hechshah Mitzvah, so to say, setting it up. Finally, the issue foot number 52 brings down from Siman Tov Reish Samach Beis Shekosav Bilavush that he can still make the Shechianu all the way up to the seventh day of Sukkot on the Lulav. And he brings down as well in regards to Chanukah Shemlo Berach Shechianu Al Hadlokas Neiros Memrisha. If you didn't make the Shechianu on the first night, you can make it all the other nights as well until you make the Shechianu. So even on the eighth day, you could still make the Shechianu. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Im Osa Beis Yad, V'nasa Ba Lulav V'natalu. If you make like the Keshkeloch, that you have the Lulav all put together with the Hadassim and the Arabos, and you hold it by the binding and not actually holding the Lulav in your hand, Shapidomi, that is acceptable. You're still Yotze in that situation, not a problem. He brings down in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed, Kigon, Shekal Halulav Chutz Miyado. You're not actually holding any part of the Lulav, it's all beyond your hand. Vochez Beveis Yad, Habolet, Hanasim, and Asudar. And you're just holding on to the actual binding of the Lulav to the Hadasim and the Aravos, the Keshkala, for example. Lovi Chatzitza, it's not considered a Chatzitza. It's a little bit funny. Lashut here, Kivan says that even though Shein Ochez Lulav Miyado, even though you're not holding on to Lulav, it's not considered a Chatzitza. He brings down the name of the Magen Avraham. But that's El Yerabu, the base yad hula no also. And the reason that El Yerabu brings down why this is not a chatzitza is because this base yad, this keshkala that you're holding on to it, is for your purification of the mitzvah. About Cain, Asha Ochez la lula biyado, Gam Cain derech base yad. And even though you're holding it by this base yad, Shapir Domi, the Lord of Chatzitza. It's not considered a chatzitza. Unless imlo shenasa baofen sheino mahuda, unless it's done in a way that it's not beautifying it, b'chein hiskin bedrisha the tali baofen asiyoso. It all depends on how it's made. If it's really for beautification, so then it's not a chatzitza. If it's there not for beautification purposes and it's actually a chatzitza, so then it is a chatzitza ayin sha. Back to the Mechaber, why is this not a problem? You're taking it not directly. So he says, the Shapir Domi, it's still good. If you take it by the Beis Yad, the Lekicha Ayadei Dover Acher Shema Lekicha. So we paskin that even though you're taking it indirectly, so to say, in this situation, that is not considered a lack of Lekicha. Ubavad Shei Derech Kovod, but it has to be done in a B'chavadika way. Avalim Ein Derech Kovod, if you don't do this in a B'chavadika way, for example, Kigon Shenosan HaLulav B'kli Unatolo, you leave the lulav in the plastic, for example, and you don't take it out of the plastic, you leave it in the bag, you don't take it out of the bag, then lo yotze. In that situation, you would not be yotze. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph tells us, V'afilu Hushel Kesef, even if it's a very, very fancy kli, it's a silver kli, the lo have a Derech Kovod Kishaochazu B'kli. So you have your lulav, an esrog in beautiful, fancy cases, that's not considered derech kavod, the lo shma lekicha, and you're not yotze in that situation, the lekicha. Why not? So the issue footnote number 54 brings down, shenetila b'kli hu lo derech kavod, so the Aruch HaShulchan explains, kivin shekli osu lishmira, the kli is there to protect it, v'eino osu lishtamish bo eidei kli, and it's not for functionality, as opposed to a base yad, like the keshkala, shenase rak lishtamish al yodo, that's done for the purposes of actually carrying it and picking it up, so therefore, in that way, it's not a chatzitza. But the beautiful silver esrog case that you have, that would be a chatzitza, and that would be a lack of lekicha if you were to hold it in the esrog case and not take it out of the esrog case. Similarly, Rechava continues and says, V'im korach olav sudar netolo, if you wrapped some sort of a kerchief around it and you took it in that way, osher korach sudar ayado netolo, or you wrapped the kerchief around your hand and you took it in that way, something like a glove, so yesh omen d'liyotzo. So he brings down this opinion, this yesh omen, the Be'er HaGadol, and Osayin tells us, it's Tosos and Yuma, and the Mordechai as well, that say that you're not yotze in this situation. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Beis, mitam chatzitza, this is based upon the fact that it will be chatzitza. However, the Ran brings a different reason. The Ran says, "Bishum d'lohevei lekicha tama." That's not considered a proper taking; it a perfect taking of the lulav and esrog. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, and he says, "V'uadinim lavash bato yadayim ayado." Same thing would be if you're wearing gloves on your hand. Mash kosev mechaber din zeh b'loshim yesh omim. Why is this only listed as a yesh omim over here? Mishum das haran. This is really the yotze because the Ran technically holds that you would be yotze b'di'evit the bato legabayah because it's subordinate to your hand. And therefore, technically, you're yotze. However, avo b'korach sudar al lulav. But if you wrap the sudar around the lulav, even the Ran would say gam l'das Ran lo yotze. The lo have l'kicha tama. The Morgan Rosh says that's not called l'kicha tama, even according to the Ran. And therefore, v'alkein im netalo yachsev yitlenu below brocha. So, if you did do it this way, you should redo the mitzvah, albeit you don't make a brocha the next time because maybe you were yotze. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagovinogu lahachmir lo hoser tefillin." He brings up in Mariel that those people that wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so they are noeg to take off the straps, the ritzuas that are around your hand when you're holding the tefillin. They either take off the tefillin entirely or they unwrap their hands and hold the lulav directly with the hands rather than through the tefillin straps. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Lamed Dalet, Ubshem Ari, Kosu, in the name of the Holy Ari, they said, Shivarach Tchila Basukah Lululav, V'achachach Yotzer Shar HaNanuim, V'Vesek Nesses. We had this discussion previously, so we'll go through it briefly now. So he brings out from the Rarizal that his minhag was, if you don't take the lulav and esrog early in the morning before you had your tefillin on, to take it in the sukkah and do the nanuim in the Beis HaKnesses, other than the initial nanuim that you would do by netilas lulav. So when you took it for halo, you do the rest of the nanuim then and the hoshanas, etc. Now, in the issue footnote number 56, he has a long discussion. We had most of this previously, so we'll come back to this later on if we have time, but for now, we'll leave this for people to look at on their own. Now we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Lamed Hei. He says, "Hainu shiyakaplim achori etzbo," that you take off the tefillin and you wrap them around behind your fingers or up on your wrist, so you're not holding the lulav and esrog interposed with the ritzus of the shalyad around your hand. And others say, no, you take off the tefillin entirely, call them the tefillin a little before you take the lulav, and this is brought down from the Magen Avraham as well. The issue footnote number 57 brings down the reason for this, that you take them off entirely, is based upon the Machzis HaShekel, based upon the Magen Avraham, Shum Mishum She'en Lo Aniach Tefillin B'chol Amoid B'Shas Halot, because you don't wear the tefillin during the saying of the Halot. Obit, the Shliach Tzibur takes it off after Halot in order not to have a Tirchud Tzibur. However, usually on Sukkot there's time because everybody's taking out the lulav and esrog after the Shmoneh Esrei before you say halal to say the bracha. So there's usually time for the Shliach Tzibur to take off his tefillin as well, as opposed to on Pesach. There isn't any break, so therefore the Shliach Tzibur should leave it on not to be matriach the Tzibur. Now we're back to the Ramah. The Ramah said in addition that there was a custom in Ogul Lahachim Lahosim Atfilin. He also brings down the Tabos Miyodim. They would also take off their rings from the hand, not to have any Chatzitza with the rings. How he says, Midina, Apu Midina, Ein Lochosh. You don't have to really be concerned about this whole Bein Kolayad Mechusaban. It doesn't really cover up your whole hand like a glove. And he brings down from the Aguda and says that technically you would be Yotze even if you had your ring on or the Tfilin on. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Lamed Vav tells us that we're not choshesh for this. V'kam achronim kosu daf midina yeshak padal zeh mishum chatzitza. No, some are choshesh for this. Av she'en kol yad v'chusim, even though the whole hand is not covered up. V'alkein, therefore, im not tabiot shelo yisir ha-tvilim in yodav o'atabos, if you did hold the, take the tilas lulav while you were wearing your tefillin, or you had your rings on, yachsav yitlenu b'lora bracha. In order to be yotzi all these achronim, so therefore, best to go and re-shake the lulav again without a bracha, because you were probably yotzi, so you don't make the bracha again, but in case you were not yotzi the mitzvah, go do it without the rings and the tefillin on. The issue footnote number 58 brings, if you had a plaster cast on your hand, and it's covering up rak chelek, koton mihayad, it only covers up part of it, so that's not considered chatzitza. As long as some of your hand is actually touching the lulav and esrog, so then it's not a problem. It's really only a chumrah to take off the rings and the tefillin, technically yotzi, as long as some of the hand is touching it. It's brought down that in the home of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, he did not insist that the women take off the rings when they took Ntilas lulav. However, if you have a large cast or most of the hand being covered up, so then already it becomes a little bit more of a discussion. And while the Aruch HaShulchan says that you can be yotze in this fashion, as long as your fingers, for example, are still attached or touching to the lulav, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is brought down in Nishmas Avram, says Yesh l'stapek b'mishu rov yodam uchusav rak etzbos of megulos him yochol avar. Can you or can you not make a bracha in that situation? L'chein he says yivarach ha'lulav yachak kach yitol es ha'lulav v'yasegro b'ofanim ha'muvav mishulchan aruch le'el, that you go take it in the other ways when a person, let's say, only has one hand that we discussed. So you take both of them in your good hand, and then you can also hold it afterwards in the hand that's not so good, that has the cast or the bandage on it. And then it says as well, you can go take them both in the good hand. Let's say your left hand has the bandage on it. So pick up the lulav and the hadas min yerovos in your right hand and put it down, and then pick up the esrog in your right hand and put it down, and yotzei that way as well. So therefore, do all these different ways of doing it in order to be yotzei l'kol ha'deos. If it's something that cannot be taken off, you have a cast on, and it cannot be taken off, so then the post can bring down, in this situation, the bandages, the cast that you have on your entire hand, is bottle to your hand, and therefore you could do the mitzvah even with the bracha. The issue number 59 brings down an interesting discussion. What happens if there's wetness on them? Sometimes people store their lulav and the hadas min yerovos in water. So is the water considered a chatzitza? It says ideally you should go and wipe off the water so you shouldn't have a chatzitza with the water. Likewise, if there's dirt on your hand, ideally you should wash off the dirt from your hand. That shouldn't be a chatzitza as well. And he brings down from the Sefer Mu'adim Muzmanim, Sheish la'ayin l'stakil f'nei anatil, before you go and do the natil as well, you should look at your hands to make sure that they're not dirty. Again, we just conclude with the Ramah. He says, Avo midina ein lochosh hol ein kol yad mechusa behen. With the rings and the tefillin, technically, since the entire hand isn't covered up, one would be yotzi b'dievet. Again, we brought this name in the Aguda. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Yenaneya b'shoa shemavarach. We do nanu, and we do the shakings at the time that you're actually making the bracha, meaning right after the bracha. And the Mishbur in Sivkot Lama Zayin tells us, Afilu notel shalom b'shas ha'hala. Even if you're doing this not at the hala, you still menaneya l'chol aruchos should go and shake in all the different directions, north, south, east, and west, up and down. Even though the Mishnah says, Av Bisha Yachzu V'Yitlenu B'Shas Hal, even though you're going to do it again, you do it now after you do the bracha, Al Hilasulav, you shake in all the six directions. V'Yichalik HaNanuim, he says, you break up the Nanuim later on, Ba'od L'Hashem Kitov, K'tzas, U'Ktzas, B'Chil Yolam Chasto, V'Chim Ba'ono, V'Lo Yananeh B'Shosh Shomer HaShem. We will learn in the rest of this Siv how to properly do the Anuim, the Mishnah Berurah alludes to the proper way to do this right now, but we'll stop over here and we'll pick this up tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem, that concludes today's shiur.